105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I feel good today. How about you?
I feel good. I got a good night of sleep. That's like two or three in a row, which is amazing. And I'm ready for the weekend.
I did, too. Surprisingly, I never sleep through the night.
No?
Yeah, I got close, I think, to 3:30 this morning.
Gross.
So this is progress. Like good for me. It's progress.
Oh, that's good.
It's definitely progress.
That's gross to me, but I guess whatever works.
Did you do anything exciting yesterday?
No, I was here till 4. And then I went home and I made dinner. And then I watched cooking videos on my phone because
that's basically what I do
when I get home. I watched one television show and then I took a shower and went to bed.
It was take a hike day yesterday.
Yes,
so I went on a hike. It was a beautiful thing. I'm glad I got to hang out with my girlfriend, Barb. We've talked about her on the show before. But I'm pretty sure there may have been something dead in the woods.
Oh, no.
It was the most rancid smell ever.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it was really, 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 really terrible. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was a great day.
Other than the bad smell, the hike was fantastic.
It was awesome. It's the Morning Bounce.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. I started a new streak yesterday. I don't feel like that streak's going to continue.
It's not at all.
Oh, God.
I mean, you came in this morning. It was snowing, right?
When
we walked in the building.
Yeah, it felt like it's going to stick, too.
I did. I felt that, too. All by my house, the roads were definitely slick, and the salt trucks and stuff were already out.
Oh,
so
no.
I was like, oh, I was thinking, I have to say this on air. I haven't said this in so long.
What's that?
It's snowing, and it's slick roads. And all of that. So I miss the summer, but we can expect mostly cloudy and the chance of snow showers to continue into early afternoon. It should get drier later. They said the highs will be in the low 30s.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind the cold.
I don't mind the cold. I just don't want to deal with the snow.
Well, you can get ready. It's the Morning Bounce. First thing
in the morning. It's the all new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. On 105.1 The Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon Scoops on the way.
Yeah, Christmas is right around the corner if you're looking for a gift for your pet.
Ooh.
I've got an awesome line that just came out. I'll have all those details coming up at 6:55.
This is the all-new Morning Bounce on 105.1 The Bounce.
The best in the morning.
On 105.1 The Bounce.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, you know, Mackenzie Scott is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Yes.
She is donating $20 million to the Detroit Public School System.
That is amazing.
Yeah, they said the funds are going to be used to raise student achievement. They're going to hire more academic interventionists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said she's made it a mission to help support underserved communities.
Yes.
So she's doing this a lot around the country, but it's nice to get this in Detroit.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot, and, you know, she got her half in the divorce, and she was like, I'm going to use that.
Use it for good.
I don't need all that damn money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help people. And she's just been giving millions here, millions there.
Yep.
Mackenzie, if you're listening, I'll take a half.
Right. Love to see it. Oh, this is so cute. Snoop Dogg has launched his own pet line.
Ooh.
I'm like, of all the things he's launched recently, this is like the last thing to come out.
I know. That's weird.
So smart. Snoop Doggy Dogs. Now, we looked at some of the products online. They're super cool, like a gold and silver dog bowls.
Yeah.
But they also have like a boombox toy for your dog, different pet apparel and accessories. So there's an Amazon store. It ranges from $15 to $100, and it's, you know, perfect holiday gift for your pets.
That is true. I'm surprised that it took him so long to do this.
I know. Like, it totally makes sense, right?
Way too much sense. I learned that Snoop Dogg would do anything for money. Do you know when the moment I learned that?
When?
Did you ever see the Hot Pocket commercial that he did?
I don't think so.
He did a commercial for Hot Pockets where it was like the drop it like it's hot beat.
Oh.
And he was inside of the microwave rapping about Hot Pockets. I was like, that man will do anything for money. And I guess I can't even be mad at it.
I know, because he's making the money. Well, Tupac's Baltimore childhood home is up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
They say this is where he started writing his music and met Jada Pinkett Smith. It's located on what they call Tupac Shakur Way, and it's a two-unit building, and it's going for $179,000.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad price, right?
I bet Jada buys it.
I bet bet you she does.
She's such a weirdo.
There's a couple of other iconic houses that are up for sale. The Christmas Story House. I have gone there before. That's, I think, in Ohio there. And what was the other one
that was up?
The Goonies.
But it's on sale for like $1.6 million.
I know, but I think it's like on the beach or something.
Oh, gotcha. It's in Oregon.
Yeah. I would definitely buy that if I had the money.
I'd do the Tupac House because I don't think I've seen any. I don't think I've seen the Christmas Story or the Goonies.
I'm going to make you do that this holiday season.
Just like clutch their pearl.
I know.
Trust me, it happens all the time with every movie just about ever.
Well, I'm going to make you watch Goonies because it's a classic.
We'll see about that.
I'm Shannon Renee, and that's your scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped in tender pasta, bursting with mouth-buttering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's put a little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
The craziest phone checks in the D.
Hello, who's calling?
It's another Clarissa Jenkins phone check. Now on 105.1 The Bounce.
Yes?
Hi, this is Sherry Evans calling from the city of... Do you have a moment to speak?
Kind of.
Calling about the septic system that's going on with the house.
Yes, I know my husband's been trying to get a hold of you to talk about that.
Right. Well, we had one of our colleagues go out there with the construction team and try to diagnose the problem, and there is a Category 4 clog to the system.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's basically the whole septic system is destroyed.
And why is that?
I'm assuming it's due to turd girth.
Okay, because that's what we thought, there was a blockage, but then everybody was saying, oh, no, it's just the leaching field. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we've been having some internal problems, like toilets are clogging.
Yeah, well, that's another question I want to ask you. Do you guys use an overabundance of toilet paper, or do you just have big dookie?
Well, we have three boys, and they have a lot of friends here. I buy the Scotch tissue.
Typical to blame it on boys when y'all got elephantine turds.
But with this, this is like supposed to be a 50-year system. So what would cause it to fail to this extent?
Enormous dookie.
Okay. Three boys can do 50 years worth.
You've been in the house for 50 years?
Well, we've only been here 17, but it's a 50-year system.
Right. I don't know who sold you that.
Well, the people that put it in.
Yeah, sounds like you got played.
Okay, and what date were people out here? Did you guys have people out here?
I'm not sure when they came out. It was last week, I believe, to full condition.
And what are they actually doing when they tear up the yard?
They're going to be examining all the septic system and find out why.
Oh, so they want to do more. So when from the...
Why so many questions?
Well, I'm asking a lot of questions because my husband's been handling this. And last I heard, he was just waiting for an appraisal so we could get some quotes.
Oh, you don't handle anything in the house?
No, I do.
Sure.
I do. But he has been handling this.
I know one thing you've been handling, them enormous turds.
Is this a prank call?
Courtesy of Mary Beth Shea. How are you, baby?
Oh, my God.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
The freshest and most popular phone checks in the D on 105.1 The Bounce. Bounce. Laugh your butt off on demand with Clarissa Phone Checks at 105.1thebounce.com by clicking on the podcast tab.
I'm talking about you being phone check player.
Shannon, today's a special day and you didn't even like acknowledge it.
What is it? National Teacher, Substitute Teacher Appreciation
yes,
Day.
Yes.
I acknowledged it yesterday.
I know, but that wasn't the day.
Okay, well, today is the day.
So tell me.
It's your day.
Yes, tell me.
Happy National Substitute Teacher Day.
Hey, thank you. Shout out to all the substitute teachers out there. They put up with a lot of stuff.
They sure do.
Not me. I was like... I was the substitute teacher that the kids liked and the teachers liked. Because the kids, they'd be like, oh, can I sit over there? And I'm like, yeah, you can sit over there. I don't care. Just stay in your seat and do your work.
Right.
So that way, if somebody walks in the door like an administrator, everyone's sitting and you'll get quiet naturally. If people are up running around, that's when we have issues. So the teachers liked me because I'd always leave them a pile of work. And the kids liked me because I let them sit where... Can we text? I don't care. Just shut up and leave
do
me alone.
The work.
It's 105 on the Bounce. Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Shout-out to all the substitute teachers out there that are on their way to work or whatever. Because you're going to have a good day. You're going to have a good day.
I hope they do.
And if you're trying to have a good night in a couple of weeks, we got you.
Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to the Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil. It happens December 15th at the Fox Theater. If you want to go, all you have to do is be caller 10 right now, 248-544-1051. Good luck.
I hope a substitute teacher wins.
Get ready to bounce, bounce, bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
What's up? Who's this?
This is Megan.
What's up, Megan? Are you a substitute teacher?
No, I'm a foster care worker.
Okay, I can't even hate on that. That's dope, too. Megan, guess what, girl?
What?
You're caller 10.
Hey.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you just scored this pair of tickets to the Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil. It's an exhilarating spin on the beloved Christmas classic as only Cirque du Soleil could imagine. This all happens on Thursday, December 15th at the Fox Theater. For tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Thank you.
Very welcome, Megan. Go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning.
105.1 The Bounce.
And yesterday was National Unfriend Day, and Gene got a little surprise. We're going to talk about that in about two songs. Stick around. It's the Morning Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon, yesterday was National Unfriend Day. Sorry.
I've had to do that a few times.
Have
How
you?
About you?
Yeah. Yes, I have too, but I got a little surprise yesterday.
You did.
Yeah, so anytime somebody unfriends me, I think it's weird.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't post anything political. I don't say anything controversial. Mm. I just post, like, my food pictures, and I post, like, things that I'm doing and people that I meet.
Right.
So I look at my Facebook memories and my Instagram memories every day because it's just fun. It's like, uh-huh. Hey, let me see what I was doing. Like, I found out yesterday, 10 years ago, I got my "Hey" catchphrase.
Oh,
I don't know
that, right?
What I was doing. I don't know why I got it, but it happened 10 years ago yesterday. So I saw a memory and I saw a comment from one of my former coworkers from Knoxville. And I'm like, oh, I haven't seen her post. I almost said her name. I'm like, I haven't seen her post anything in a while. So I clicked on her page and I'm like, add friend.
Uh-huh. So she unfriended you.
Yes. And I have no idea why until I texted her.
I had a similar situation with a former coworker. Mm-hmm. I got a friend request on Instagram from them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure we were friends before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I give some grace to maybe go to their page, see if they started a new profile. Mm-hmm. No, he still had thousands of friends. So I'm that person. I just messaged him. I said, I thought we were already friends.
Yeah.
Because clearly he has unfriended me at some point for some reason.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, backpedaling. Like, I don't know what happened. No, you know what happened.
You know exactly what happened.
I'm not accepting that friend request.
Well, working with you has made me more bold. Because I did the same thing. I was like,
did?
What the hell is going on here?
Uh-huh.
And there were two of our coworkers that actually worked at this specific person's station
uh-huh.
that she didn't like.
Oh.
I got along with them great. One of them was my next door neighbor, actually. And she's like, yeah, you were just posting too much with them, and so I unfriended you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Oh, man. She could have at least hit your post so she didn't have to unfriend you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's petty, isn't it?
It is pretty petty.
What is the pettiest thing that you've ever unfriended somebody on social media for? Hear about it.
Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
It's the Morning Bounce.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Yesterday was National Unfriend Day, and I got a surprise that one of my former coworkers unfriended me because I was posting too many pictures with the coworkers that she didn't like.
It's kind of petty.
That's very petty.
Yeah, what's the pettiest reason you have unfriended somebody for? Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051. Elise, what's the pettiest thing you unfriended somebody for?
She was always hounding parents. So every post was like, when her child hit a mouth saying, oh, there is no excuse. Your child shouldn't be walking that one. Or there is no excuse. Every status. And I just eventually unfriended her. Like, lady, you just had a baby. You not.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So she was preaching now that she's a mother to all the other mothers on what they should.
Yes. And was automatically like, oh, there is no reason why your child. And I don't want to hear no excuse why your child is not doing this or why your child is not doing that.
I don't want that negative energy around me all day.
Don't need that.
I could choose not to look at that, and I choose not to.
Exactly.
Unfriend.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Really, that's just rude to be telling people what they should be doing with their kids. You know what I mean?
I know.
Thanks for the call, Elise. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
So what's the pettiest reason you have unfriended somebody for? Maybe they unfriended you for a petty reason. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Yesterday was a National Unfriend Day, and I found out that someone decided to unfriend me.
That's always a shock.
Right? Because I feel like I'm the nicest person.
Devin, who have you unfriended?
I actually unfriended someone who was a very good friend of mine because she liked to do what I like to call for tat with facts or kids. I'd post something about my kids, and then she'd be like, oh, well, my son did this and my son did that. Oh. Ma'am, get off my page. This is not yours.
I call them the one-uppers, right?
Those people are the one-uppers.
It was anything. Like, I'd say, oh, I got a good deal here. Oh, I found a better one. Okay.
Yeah, that's right, right? Like, I went to the moon, and she's like, I went to Pluto. It's like, stop it!
Yes. Like, oh, I made $1 million. Well, I won $1,000,001. Yeah. No, I'm good. Yeah, she had to go.
Erin, what's the pettiest thing you have unfriended somebody for?
She could not spell worth a damn. And the grammar mistake was causing me headaches. And you don't know the difference between there, and there.
Yes!
Oh!
I can't.
Thank you!
I can't do it.
And some of these people, I'm like, I know you graduated high school because I was there. T-H-E-R-E. I know that it happened.
But damn, did you really graduate?
I know, right?
Who was doing make your audience say?
Who was doing your work for you?
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you couldn't have graduated high school and your phone autocorrect. How are you still making these mistakes?
Right.
And I feel so much better now that I did.
Well, if you want to chime in, you can do that over on our socials at 105.1 The Bounce.
To DJ Scorpion blessing us every Friday morning. It's making me ready to just be in the weekend.
Yes, I'm excited to welcome in the weekend. We're finally here.
Yes, we are.
There is some snow outside, though, but we might be changing that for somebody. Angela, your caller 10.
All right. Okay.
Congratulations. You just qualified for the Florida Friday Flyaway Grand Prize of a two-night stay at the Beacon South Beach Hotel, a sightseeing tour of Miami, a ride aboard the Thriller Miami Speedboat Adventures, round-trip travel, and a rental car to get you around, all courtesy of Visit Florida. For an extra chance to qualify, visit 1051thebounce.com.
Thank you so much.
If you win, who are you taking with you?
I don't know. I can't say.
Your friends are going to have to be extra nice to you, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, girl, let everybody know who you're bouncing with on a Friday morning.
105.1 The Bounce.
All right, stop what you're doing.
It's cold outside. There's no sun. But I'm still feeling good because DJ Scorpion is doing his thing, and I'm very excited about that.
I know he always gets me hyped for the weekend.
Hell yeah. It's 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Shannon, you're taking a field trip tomorrow.
I am. I'm going to the U of M football game.
Nice. Who do they play? It doesn't matter who they play.
I got the tickets for my fiance, if I'm being honest.
They're going to win anyway. So
they're
going
to win. But listen, I haven't been to the stadium in over 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I need everyone to text me right now where the prime, parking is.
Okay.
And also, if you're having tailgate, I'll come.
Yes.
I just don't eat red meat or pork, so you got to make me turkey hot dogs.
That's not an unreasonable request.
Make me turkey hot dogs, feed me booze. I'll come and hang out with you.
It's a Friday morning, which means they still got time to go and buy them.
Yeah, shoot me a text with that info, 248-544-1051.
Shout out to DJ Scorpion getting us started off right on a Friday, which is exactly what we needed. We got another phone check from Clarissa Jenkins on the way, but right now...
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, if you receive SNAP benefits, this is good news. Meijer is going to be offering free delivery for you until the end of the year. And they're also offering fresh fruit and vegetables at a 10% discount. So I know that's so needed for so many families.
Yeah,
you know what
awesome.
I mean?
Yeah, and then they do something with like an extra, I don't know if it's like a holiday thing, but they got the SNAP.
An extra benefit through the government, got extra money, because of inflation and everything.
That's
so
awesome. Good stuff.
Yep. Snoop Dogg has launched his own pet line. I don't know what took so long. Right? It's called Snoop Doggy Dogs. It's so cute.
Yeah,
we looked at some of the stuff online. I think I'm going to have to hook my dog up. Some gold and silver dog bowls. They have dog toys like a boombox and other, Snoop-related things that he likes to do.
I think you know where she's going with this one.
Pet apparel and other accessories. There is an Amazon store, and they range from $15 to $100. And they do make the perfect holiday gifts for your pets, so it's right on time.
There you go. Do you buy gifts for your pets, or are you normal?
Well, I just, you know, inherited a dog. That I wanted so bad anyways when I also inherited a fiance. So this will be my first Christmas, I think, really buying. I think I bought something small for her next year, but I'm gonna go out for her this year, I think.
Wow.
I'll have to show you.
You didn't even hear how I asked that question, did you?
No.
I said, do you buy gifts for your pets or are you normal?
Oh, are you normal? Leave me alone. You already know. Listen, you already know I'm not normal. You need me to confirm that for you? I'm not. Well, you know, Flavor Flav missed a flight last week. He was actually on his way to Detroit and when the Spirit Airlines agent closed the gate on him. You know, his people apparently said that he waits back for everyone else to board so they don't ask him for pictures and all of this stuff. So before he could actually get up there, she slammed the door. So he missed the flight. And, you know, it was all on social media and everything. And Spirit issued him a full refund.
Nice.
And they've also upgraded his frequent flyer status to gold. So he'll never have to pay for baggage on that airline.
Well, there you go.
Are you good? Are you taking that? Or out of principle, I'm not flying it no more.
I would just because it's free. Because I had an airline mess up my thing one time, and I was like, I'm never flying this airline again, until I did.
So. Well, they're not giving me any free flights other than the one that he had missed, but we'll have to see.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if he does.
We'll have to see.
I'm Shane Renee, and that's your scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped in tender pasta, bursting with mouth-uttering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's, put a little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee, and we want you to win some money.
Yes, we got $50 in loaded instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery, where you could win over $29 million in prizes.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, you want them? You just have to be caller 10 right now, 248-544-1051. Good luck.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee.
Brandon, your caller 10.
Yeah, what's up?
You just won $50 in loaded instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery, where you could win over $29 million in prizes, ranging from $10 to $500 instantly, and over 5,000 prizes of $500 are up for grabs. Loaded from the Michigan Lottery, a little play can make your day.
All right, cool.
All right, Brandon, let everybody know who you're bouncing into the weekend with.
105 on the Bounce. Just gonna stay.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Today is National Substitute Teacher Appreciation Day, or whatever you want to call it. And Shannon did something really nice for me.
I did. You had posted on Instagram for your former students to reach out to you for this day. And I actually reached out to them. So I got Gabby on the line. Gabby, what's your favorite thing about Gene?
I would say my favorite thing about him is that he was super intentional with his students. Like, he would take his time out on his break while all the kids were out and come talk to us like we were actually cool.
That's my daughter. That's what I have her name saved as in my phone number is daughter.
Okay, well, that's nice that you have that kind of relationship with your students.
You know?
I mean, somebody believed us, but we're totally different ethnicities, so that's no big deal.
People will believe anything these days.
He was hands down the best.
It's super nice to hear from one of his old students.
He called me every time before school started and gave me a speech about how to be better and be good and what do I want to do in life. And yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Well, sounds like I need to employ you to make some phone calls to my students. You're the answer, Jude.
I got you.
Thanks for the call, Gabby.
Bye, daughter. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you. All right, bye.
That's not all. I got another one.
Oh, word.
Ivan.
Oh, boy.
Ivan, give me the dirt.
About the first time I ever talked to you, my nosy ass. So he was like, you know, he was the popular sub around. I hadn't get to know him yet.
Mm-hmm.
Looked him up on Facebook, found his page, and he had a shirt on that said, no ass in it. So the next day, I was like 12, too. This is like middle school. Next day, I go up to him, like, hey, I found your Facebook. He's like, oh,
all right. Well, we appreciate you calling. Give me the dirt.
Ivan was the guy, too, because whenever I would go out drinking and I'd stay out later than I expected to, I would text him and be like, yo, when you wake up for school, call me until I answer the phone.
So you had a student calling you to make sure you woke up from your bad behavior.
And he never failed me, not one time. I made it to work on time every single time.
Oh, nice. I'm glad he looked out for you.
I know, right? Appreciate you calling, man.
No problem. All right, I'll talk to you.
That was very nice, Shannon. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was nice to talk to everybody.
I appreciate that. Well, we're out of here. What do you got planned for the weekend?
I'm going to the dinosaur thing at Little Caesars Arena tonight. Taking the boys.
You have to let me know how that is because that sounds like fun.
And then tomorrow, obviously, I'm going to the game, which still no one's texting me. Text me. I want to come to your tailgate, 248-544-1051.
Just make sure you got them turkey hot dogs on deck.
Yes. and then I just plan on chilling on Sunday.
Very cool. I have no plans this weekend, and I'm for the first time since I've been here. And
yeah,
I'm very
excited.
I'm
going to look on social media. You're going to be all over the place this weekend.
That might happen, but I have no plans.
Okay.
Although I am thinking about going to the Bills Cleveland game that's going to be here on Sunday.
You should. They need to fill those seats, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. I'll probably get a ticket pretty cheap.
Well, listen, make sure you're back here on Monday morning. The party starts at 6 a.m. It's the all-new Morning Bounce.
And we're going to be calling the person who won the flyaway this week on Monday morning.
Oh, yes. We'll be back for that.
Yes.
Have a good weekend.
Peace.
You're listening to the all-new Morning Bounce.
Party don't stop.
On 105.1 The Bounce.